take a moment now to bow our heads and pray. Only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Now heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in four different books of the Bible: Matthew 13, verses 3 through 9, Galatians 6, verse 7, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, and James chapter 3, verse 18. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow, and the sun came up. The plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell along the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Remember this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Have you ever heard someone talk about karma or tell you not to worry about something because what comes around goes around? Interestingly, this concept is mentioned time and time in Scripture. There are many Bible verses referencing reaping and sowing. Have you ever planted a garden? If you plant a banana tree, does it come up a watermelon? Sounds ridiculous that anyone would ever believe that if you planted a banana tree, you'd get a watermelon. But truth be told, we all do this very same thing. We plant words of negativity, doubt, or hate, and we expect the fruit to be joy and peace. Or we make a decision to trust the Lord, but then we don't read the Bible or pray to the Lord, and then we wonder why we're feeling lost, lonely, or out of touch with God. It's like planting a garden and forgetting to water it. Or we're putting plants in the sun that need partial shade. Are you shocked they will die under these conditions? How about your relationships? What seeds are you sowing? Are you loving and praying for your enemies? Are you praying for family and friends? Are you taking your problems to the Lord, or busy complaining to others or talking about people behind their back and then shocked when you don't get a positive outcome? Lord Jesus, what are we sowing in our lives? What are we sowing in the lives around us? Lord, if I'm honest, I have issues with all of this. Father, Lord, help me, help the listeners listening today to remember that we are all sowing seeds. Help us to pay attention to what we do, what we say, and what we think about. Lord, help us to sow seeds of faith, peace, hope, and love. Help us plant the right seeds in the good soil and give the proper sun and water that we may bear healthy crops. Lord, help us tend the garden, spot the weeds, and pull them out one by one.
And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.